USSD *3434# service anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pensions Fund. Keeping your pension promise.
International news. Hundreds have protested in Spain in support of Christians kidnapped in Nigeria. The protest comes after more than 250 children were kidnapped from a Catholic school in northern Nigeria just over a week ago. Christiana Wariboko, president of the National Youth Council of Nigeria, called for more intervention from international aid organizations and governments. The country has been rocked by two separate mass abductions of school children in the past 3 weeks and a deadly assault on a church service. Gunmen also attacked a predominantly Muslim school in Kebbi, abducting 30 students before the government secured their release. Now, security experts say such attacks and kidnappings are motivated by money and schools are easy targets as they lack adequate security. This latest wave of abductions come as U.S. President Donald Trump threatened military action in Nigeria over what he claims is the persecution of Christians by radical Islamists. President Bola Tinubu declared a state of emergency last week, bolstering the country's police force to combat escalating attacks. Now, since 2014, there have been at least a dozen mass abductions of school students, and at least 1,799 students have been kidnapped since then. Some of them are never rescued. Now, for more in foreign news, here's the BBC.
Tens of thousands of people in the Philippines have protested against government corruption following a series of floods which have killed more than 200 people. The demonstrators say that money for flood defences has been diverted by corrupt politicians. More than 140 people have been arrested at a climate change protest in the Australian city of Newcastle, one of the world's largest coal export ports. Activists have blocked three ships from entering the port. Nigerian troops have rescued 12 young women who were abducted from their homes in Borno State by suspected Islamic State fighters last week. Officials say the women are receiving medical care and psychological support. The death toll from a fire at a high-rise housing complex in Hong Kong has risen to 146. More than 1,000 people have been paying tribute, with mourners queuing for over a kilometre to lay flowers for the victims. Police in South Africa have made another arrest in an ongoing investigation into the alleged recruitment of citizens to fight for Russia. Investigators are trying to establish how 17 South Africans were enlisted to join Russia's war in Ukraine.
Now sports. Now finally in sports, Zambia women's national team assistant coach Charles Haluwono says today's game against the Scorchers of Malawi in the Three Nations tournament will be taken seriously as the team prepares for the 2026 Women's Africa Cup of Nations, WAFCON. Speaking in a pre-match interview, Haluwono says the game against Malawi will help the technical bench start shaping the squad for the WAFCON. He has acknowledged the resurgence of Malawian women's football, which has led to their first ever WAFCON qualification. Haluwono has promised an entertaining game against the Scorchers and says he would field a strong team. Meanwhile, Copper Queens forward Rachel Kundanaji, who is captaining the team in this tournament in the absence of Barbara Banda, says it won't be an easy game considering that Zambia lost to Malawi in February this year. The Three Nations Women's Tournament, which started on the 28th of November, will be concluded on the 2nd of December 2025 in Lilongwe, Malawi. The game today kicks off at 17 hours cut at the Bingo National Stadium. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at the headlines again. The United Party for National Development, UPND, has emphasized that it maintains a strong internal disciplinary procedures which are handled within party structures and not in the public domain. The Alliance Council of Bishops says President Hakainde Hichilema missed an opportunity to foster an environment of peace and unity during his recent national address, arguing that the head of state must be seen as a servant of the people who promote harmony and coexistence. And for news, hundreds have protested in Spain in support of Christians kidnapped in Nigeria. And in sports, Zambia women's national team assistant coach Charles Haluono says today's game against the Scorchers of Malawi in the Three Nations tournament will be taken seriously as the team prepares for the 2026 Women's Africa Cup of Nations, WAFCON. Thank you so much for listening to the One Love Radio Main News. You can contact us for news tips on 0972-400816 or email us on oneloveradionews@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.onelovezambia.com. My name is Faith Zulu. Stay blessed.
The One Love Radio News. The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise. Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pensions Fund. Keeping your pension promise.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
Each taxpayer is required to give evidence of economic activities or business transactions, such as books, records, or invoices, as required by law, and submit or present the data or documentation required by the Zambia Revenue Authority accurately and timely in accordance with the tax laws.
Special time again. From 24th to 29th November 2025, it's Child Health Week Round 2. Parents and guardians, bring your children under 5 years and girls aged 9 years to the nearest health facility or outreach point for free child health services. Services available include growth monitoring, health education on various diseases and nutrition, vitamin A supplementation, deworming, immunization, including access to the newly introduced malaria vaccine. Bring all girls aged 9 years for HPV vaccination to protect them from cervical cancer. Don't wait. Get your child's under 5 years card and visit the nearest health facility or outreach point near you from Monday, 24th November to Saturday, 29th November, 2025. Let's keep every child healthy and protected. This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and its cooperating partners.
Are you buying or selling anything today? Whatever it is, tell your client always.